Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Jonah, chapter 1. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So he went down to Joppa, found a ship which was going to Tarshish, paid the fare, and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. The Lord hurled a great wind on the sea, and there was a great storm on the sea, so that the ship was about to break up. Then the sailors became afraid, and every man cried to his God. And they threw the cargo which was in the ship into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone below, into the hold of the ship, lain down and fallen sound asleep. So the captain approached him and said, "How is it that you are sleeping? Get up, call on your God. Perhaps your God will be concerned about us so that we will not perish." Each man said to his mate, "Come, let us cast lots, so we may learn on whose account this calamity has struck us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they said to him, "Tell us now, on whose account has this calamity struck us? What is your occupation, and where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you?" He said to them, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Then the men became extremely frightened, and they said to him, "How could you do this?" For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. So they said to him, "What should we do to you, that the sea may become calm for us?" For the sea was becoming increasingly stormy. He said to them, "Pick me up and throw me into the sea. Then the sea will become calm for you, for I know that on account of me this great storm has come upon you." However, the men rowed desperately to return to land, but they could not, for the sea was becoming even stormier against them. Then they called on the Lord and said, "We earnestly pray, O Lord, do not let us perish on account of this man's life, and do not put innocent blood on us, for you, O Lord, have done as you have pleased." So they picked up Jonah, threw him into the sea, and the sea stopped its raging. Then the men feared the Lord greatly, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the stomach of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.
Storybooks for children about Jonah and the great fish present the prophet in a rather rosy light. After 3 days in the fish's belly, Jonah relents and goes merrily on to Nineveh, as recorded in chapter 3. End of story. For the kids. The Bible's complete narrative certainly has the same components: storm, big fish, repentant Ninevites. But the context is totally different. From the moment Jonah chose to flee from God's plan until the end of the book, his heart was in rebellion. The inhabitants of Nineveh were Assyrians, a people known for their aggression and cruelty. They were the sworn enemies of Israel, so Jonah had good reason to despise them. But God loved the Ninevites and desired their repentance. The challenging task of ministering to them carried an additional purpose, breaking Jonah's unloving spirit, an attitude so strong that he preferred to die rather than see the enemy saved. God wanted to mold Jonah's character to reflect his own. Though the Lord wanted a willing, loving servant, Jonah resisted at every turn. Pride and hatred drove him ever deeper into rebellion and away from the Lord. The Ninevites fasted and turned from their sin, but their minister stewed in his bitterness. Is there something that keeps you from serving the Lord fully? Though God's process of transforming your heart may be painful, it's done for your good and His glory.